Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Already hump day.
That's good news.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
Hump day.
Less rain today, too. Did you drive yourself in?
It was horrible.
Oh, my God.
I did drive. I was checking all the apps, and it was looking okay. I checked Redwood City, Belmont, San Francisco. It was looking fine.
And then what happened?
And then I got on the freeway, and it was frightening.
And it was real life.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, shaky.
Holy crap, no rain. Good, yeah. Busy can drive in. So you're saying it was pouring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well,
boy.
The storm system moved south.
Yeah.
So you had it yesterday. We had it this morning. It wasn't nearly as bad as the past ones, but it was definitely, there was rain today.
There's been plenty of rain to go around.
Yeah. A lot of standing water.
Mm.
What were you going to say, Vinny?
I don't mean to be bitchy. I really
just
don't.
Bitch. Go ahead.
Who cares?
I looked at the extended forecast, and there's just still so much more rain ahead for us.
What are we looking
at? It's not even kind of funny. Like, we have a break on tomorrow, tons of rain over the weekend, another little break on Monday, and then rain Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week.
Say it, Sarah.
We need every drop.
There it is.
You know,
it's crazy.
Apparently, I don't really know exactly what this is, but John was saying that there's in Lake Berryessa, that in the middle there's a glory hole.
Yeah, I had never heard that till last night.
Oh, so you heard this too?
Yeah.
So it's a drain. And I guess so it's a big tube.
Yeah.
And it goes up above the surface of the water. And then if the water gets high enough, it just starts emptying into that thing and just, I don't know, must be an outlet to somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it's never overflowed before. It's never, that glory hole has never been used. Like, there could be people living in that tube who've been now washed out to sea.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a huge, this huge, do they actually call it a glory hole?
They do.
Why do they call it that?
I don't know.
Did someone just make that up?
Poor Vinny has so many weather-related stories in his pile right now, but one of them was the glory hole.
Well, there's Tahoe's beyond belief. Like,
yes.
it's you can't travel there.
Right. Uh-huh. There's all the snow in the world, and you can't go use it.
Well, 80, yeah.
So the locals are, if they can get on the lifts. There was a story I didn't get to yesterday about the North Star lifts stranding people for over 2 hours.
Oh, that sucks. So they're so uncomfortable.
It's just one
like
of those things, though.
You
take this chance. We all do it.
Yep.
There you are. You're in the air 100 feet up, and you just figure, this has to be safe, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm certainly going to hold on tight. Mm. I'm not going to do anything sketchy. And then it just goes.
And then there
What's
you
happening?
Are. In the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. 2 hours.
Oh. Well, and that's, you know, it's not like they're getting information to you.
No.
You know, so you're sitting there just wondering.
Right. There's
how
no little
much
intercom
longer, right.
at each chair.
How much longer will this?
Well, I hope it was one of the comfortable chairs because, man, there's chairs that you're like, okay, well, it's nicely padded. And even some places have like there's a little bar down low where you can rest your skis or your snowboard. But, man, there's some janky lifts all throughout all the resorts. Everywhere I've ever been, there's always that one lift that you're like, I don't even want to get on that thing, but it's the only way to get to the place I want to go.
We just keep doing it. We trust it because it seems like the guys in front of you decided to do it.
Yeah.
They're doing it.
Seemed like a good idea.
I'm going.
Yeah. There's people behind me. They're waiting to get on. I'll do it. It's like sometimes they're so uncomfortable. Like the seat's a little bit too short. It's just like pushing on the, I don't know what the muscle is on the backside of your thigh, but like your skis are hanging.
Your hamstring?
Yeah, I guess. Is that it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, right there. So, you know, the weight of your skis pulls down on your leg, and it's just like across this bar. It's so awful. Oh! God, these problems that we have when we're at our fabulous ski resorts.
I was planning to talk to you about it anyway, but it's sort of related to some of this danger stuff. Last night, and I know I'm way late to the party, did you guys watch Free Solo yet?
No.
How you know what it is?
Yeah, it's the climbing documentary. Did it win? I think it
won.
Is
that
El Capitan?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing.
Really?
Oh, it's. I mean, I can't.
I've heard it makes your palms sweat.
Yes, and it's not for everyone because it's fairly boring.
Oh,
like it's certain. You're really watching. He does the climb, in. Like. It's not even half a day.
Yeah.
So the final climb, when he finally does it, he zips right up the thing, and they're like, oh, my God, he's done. Mm. You know, this is like
because
this...
the whole deal is the El Capitan. People will spend a couple days scaling that thing with ropes and the whole thing.
They sleep
and this
up
guy,
there.
Right, suspended on the side of the mountain.
On his climb, he passes people sleeping up there.
Oh, my God. So he climbed with no ropes, right? No
free,
help. So
he's a free climber.
And because he's done it so many times, he's practiced it and knows exactly where he can hold.
Okay, so this is the part. Have you seen this, Hooman?
I have not.
Okay. So this is the part that I was interested in, and I'd love to hear from anyone who knows this guy or knows this story. But as the movie starts and introduces you to him, they make some hints, like his father had Asperger's, and they're giving this info about him and his family growing up. And he's saying, no one ever said, I love you in my house. No, we didn't hug. Mm. I didn't have. And then they're talking about him. And it seems I almost feel like they're taking away from his achievement in some way. Or maybe they're not, but they're hinting that he has some sort of Asperger's because his singular focus is beyond belief. Mm. And when... what you were just talking about is he maps this route all the way up this sheer wall down to the finest little bumps where his toe is going to go. And then he makes this hand over hand to get to this point. And he's writing all this down, but he's memorizing it too. So he's got the whole thing, this one spot. This toe hold is the one that I don't feel, you know, like he's all,
yes.
I have to put too much weight on this one toe to make this you're just like, but you're also trying to figure out, are they saying that you couldn't do this if you didn't have?
Yes. I think they're trying to warn you that you can't do it.
Well, you don't come away feeling like he didn't accomplish it. You do. You feel like
he absolutely
did it.
Memorized every hand.
And it's
that's unbelievable then.
But they do sort of hint that you couldn't, and he's got no ability to be in relationships. And I kind of got it. Like my chick walked in on it at a certain point and she's watching him deal with this girlfriend of his.
Mm.
And his girlfriend, while he's,
is he a good-looking kid?
He's okay looking, sure, and he's wiry and strong like a beast. Like
right.
He's doing these finger pull-ups on this board.
Oh my God!
Just doing finger pull-ups, like you know, this is what I do. This is how I.
Well, he needs to,
right?
It's probably for the best.
This is how I stay alive.
Oh my God, Vinny!
But they show this relationship he's in, and he's incapable. Of dealing, really. And she's trying to be a girlfriend and a human, and he's... And I actually got it. My chick's going, oh, God, I don't like him. And I'm like, he's focusing on not dying. He's climbing. Well, he doesn't have to climb it. I'm like, but he wants to climb it, and he can't
That's
have...
his goal.
He's right. Got this person going, don't you want to be alive for us? And he's like, well, yeah, of course, but I also... You know, I feel like I need to do this.
Did they stay together?
They're together at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert. but I don't know if I was very interested, and it was too late for me to look it up. I was very interested to see if they make it, because while he shows some growth as a person, he's like, I don't like the holidays. I don't like to be told when I'm supposed to celebrate. And you just go, okay, there's some antisocial stuff going on there that's not...
That's interesting.
And I've had some of those behaviors too, which right. I saw and didn't feel comfortable seeing. It's not a pretty look.
Right.
You know?
Well, it just comes off as like being recalcitrant or just, you know, yeah. just whatever everyone wants to do, I don't want to do
right.
that.
Right.
Know?
Let me just drag my feet because.
Right. Just because. Right. I don't want to. I just don't want to make things easy
I
for everyone
like
else.
I don't like to go with the flow. Right. right? I'm busy over here.
I'm busy trying to map out in my brain. But what an incredible. But, you know, it's funny because they say that. A lot of times people on the spectrum are the ones who make huge leaps forward technology-wise and all this because they become hyper-focused and to the detriment of everything else in their life, they're able to accomplish amazing things looking down this tube, looking down this tunnel at the one thing that matters to them.
It's a neat watch, and I enjoy – and the video footage, whatever – mm-hmm. There's drones.
I love
you
drones.
Know, however they shot this thing, you kind of go like, wow, they risk their lives to get this footage for this of this guy. Mm. And at one point, he's feeling the pressure, not of the climb, but of the cameras and the camera people around him.
There's an expectation on him because they've committed to making this movie.
It's intense.
Right. How interesting.
It's really
intense.
I'll
have to watch that, Vinny. You know, God damn it. I feel like every time I turn around, there's some new show I got to watch.
Well, this is...
It's annoying.
It's not for everyone.
Right.
It isn't.
Yeah, I don't think I could watch
it. It's not for everyone.
415 says, Free Solo is a 2.5 hour heart attack. Absolutely insane. Mm. Yeah, I would be just, oh God.
I know.
The whole time.
And the relationship part of it is certainly good. Like, I enjoyed watching it, and I understood how it affected him. He this is a guy who's never hurt. He gets a girlfriend, and he falls twice. Two times. Mm. He hurts his ankle... Right around the time he's supposed to make this climb, and he's tripping because he's going, I have a sprained ankle, and I have to, you're using your ankles. That's every part of what you're, it's a trip that it's affected his balance so, like a person being in his life.
So I'm surprised he didn't just dump her right then.
Well, that's part of the story. I mean, it's... He clearly had done that multiple times in his life where he was just like,
I don't have time for that.
Yeah, you can't. No.
God.
It's trippy.
Actually be such a freaky thing to be climbing like that and to fall, to actually fall and realize that you can.
When you're watching in the movie, they show a point where they say all the people who do this have died from this. Mm-hmm. Like free climbing is.
Eventually. They get just enough success to die.
And then they show the list of people who've passed, and he knows them all.
Mm. Not the first person to free solo on El Capitan?
No, he is.
Oh, he
but
is.
We're talking about other things that people have free solo. Between these just crevices where he's just moving by shoving his hand in a hole, and that's his grip. It's just, like he can't grip. He's just got to wedge it in. It's insane. Just the.
Does he wear gloves?
No, powder. That's the only thing he brings is his talcum powder.
Just to make sure his hand won't slip.
Sack on his back.
So he can reach in and powder up.
Right.
Jesus. God, some people are so dangerous. It just makes me feel so, like, wrapped in bubble wrap, you know?
Oh, when you watch it, you will sweat.
I'm sweating right now just thinking about it.
And your feet sweat, and you're just sitting on the couch going, oh, my God.
The insanity.
And they show these parts where he was really sweating it, the parts where he had trouble, and the parts where on a rope he fell.
Oh, God.
And as he gets to him, they're showing you in the free climb now, and he's getting to these points where you're like, oh, that's where he fell. Oh, this foot part. Oh, the foot part. Oh, we made it. It's heavy.
So through the whole thing, are they showing the actual, like, are they showing a part of the free climb, and then he's then... moving on to like things in his life and then like or
no there's a big build up the lead up to it, a little bit about his past and his life, and he meets this girl and she works.
She nags him.
Well, no, I'm not trying
to
say that
live, Hooman.
she's they just, it's more about how he clearly has singular focus and
issues
and isn't dealing well with her personal needs.
What she signed up for?
She does know what she signed up for, but I think like everybody, no matter how much you tell someone, you shouldn't smoke. It's not good for you. And you will get addicted. They go, I'll be fine. I'll quit when I need to. It's that I'm smarter than everybody else until I'm not. And then she loves the guy.
Right.
And now she's stuck. Mm-hmm. She loves him and cares for him and can't pull off.
I'm sure no one sweated more than her watching that, that right. climb happen.
Well, yikes. She didn't. So that was, I don't want to give it all.
Can I ask a question about the climb?
Yeah.
how long did it take him to do the whole thing?
Like 4 hours.
Damn.
And they show that it took, I forget how long it took the first guys to do it, but they were drilling
places for the
the ropes to, they're drilling them into the wall the whole way up this thing. It took them forever, and this guy does it barehanded, the pair of shoes on and some chalk in 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. Hey, on the climb up, were there a couple ledges where he could rest?
Yes. There were a few spots where he could rest. There were also some spots towards the top where, if you've ever done anything that's exhausting to the point where you feel like I've had this happen in the ocean where I feel like I don't have any more gas. I'm so bummed. I might die today because I just don't have any more gas. I'm out. Ocean, you better let up because and there's a point where he's so high up, like thousands of feet up, and you can just hear his exhaustion. You can see his exhaustion. And he's just at a point where you go, there's no rescuing this guy from this spot now. Like, what are they going to do if he says, I quit? Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, I'm so tired. Or, I broke a nail. You guys, I cannot go on.
Did besides his hands, did he have any rope or anything?
No,
like that?
No, nothing.
And what about a water bottle?
No water bottle.
Oh, for 4 hours?
Oh, my God. Did he have like a Camelback or something?
He didn't. Wow. Not that I saw.
Damn.
We were going to review it, but it came out in September. I don't know.
It's fine, Hooman. Don't worry. We just did a review.
Yeah, we just did.
Well, and I'm saying it's not for everyone, and I wasn't trying to spoil it. You know,
you can't spoil it. I mean, people have to watch it.
It's,
I'm sure the cinematography is amazing.
It is amazing. Sports. And you're, if you like sweaty hands, this movie's for you.
I don't know. Nope, I don't know.
I'll pass.
I feel like
can I ask
I'd
a question
get
in terms,
sucked in and
in terms of the filming, did they just station people along?
They stationed people, they used drones, and even the camera, you know. Christina goes, that's my favorite guy. I'm like, the guy who can't look? There's one camera guy who can't watch. He's set the camera up and he's looking away.
Wow.
He's like, I cannot watch this and I will never do this again.
What do you mean? He's on the side of the mountain?
He's so nervous for the dude.
Oh, for the dude.
And they have conversations where they're like, we may watch him die. If he falls, we are watching him die.
Yeah.
So we all have to be okay with that. You can't take this job. And when he's finally doing it, this one dude is just, I don't know how you guys can watch. I can't watch. I'm not watching. Mm-hmm. And I'm never doing this again. He's looking at, they keep turning to him, and he won't look. He's not looking.
How's he able to follow the guy walking?
He just keeps moving the camera. He's doing the far shot, so he's not on the mountain or the top.
I see.
He's back.
So
down
the
on
guy's
the ground.
He's gonna climb through the frame. Yeah. He looks. Oh, he's still alive. Let me just adjust this upward.
Exactly right. He's off. He's off a ways. When they do the sort of similar to the ocean, when you see these guys doing big waves, you don't really get it. And it's this long shot of this big sheer granite. You don't get it till you see the human on there is a flea compared to the size of, there's some of the footage. It's just too big to fathom until you see him in his red shirt. And then you go, ay, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you answered this, but does he say what's next for him?
Well, that's probably at the very end.
Yeah, I mean, there's you know what? He's achieved this thing. Oh, look at him.
Is he going to retire or what?
Look at him.
What's he
look
doing?
At what the situation he's found.
He's underneath an outcropping, and he's barely holding onto that somehow and walking, basically finding toeholds on this sheer cliff underneath.
Look at that, where he's just, there's the size of it gives you, now you can kind of go like.
Oh, my God. You know what? I can't even watch that. I can't watch it. Nah, maybe I'll watch it with John or something. I don't know if I can watch that all in one sitting. Like, it might be too much for me.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And this kid lives in Sacramento. Or no, I think he moved to Vegas, but
he's from Sacramento. I guess he went to Cal.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he didn't graduate, but he went there.
Okay.
And then I was reading that he was living in a van for at least 10 years and loved it.
He's van guy.
Yeah.
How old is he?
33.
He lived in a van and loved it.
Yeah. He's van guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you everything can make that work needs. For you, right? Yeah. I mean,
well, that's
it. There's no bathroom.
He has no girlfriend.
Well, he said he would use a pee bottle. He would prefer to use a pee bottle.
What about the poo bottle?
Then go. I didn't.
He showers in gyms.
Oh. Yeah.
So okay. Did this guy not have to pee for 4 hours?
Well, you let it go if you have to. I'm sure he.
Hold on. Let Vinny.
They don't show that.
Oh, okay.
They don't show that.
I'm sure he sweated out.
But he does this climb at a pace that is...
Well, blistering. It's a long climb. Like, do you know in feet how many vertical feet he ascended?
I believe it's... I know it's over 4,000.
Oh, my God.
It's incredible.
That's how tall that mountain is?
It's
so funny. Driving.
It's not a mountain either. It's a sheer granite face.
It's El Capitan?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you drive through Yosemite, you go on a road that goes right... next to it, and I didn't realize it was almost, you know, most of a mile up. You just don't see it. But then there were climbers on it when we drove by it, and the person driving the bus points them out to you. You're like, flea. The word that you said, that he's a little dot, a flea on there, they really do. You're like, wow. This, it, like, the scale of it is, it's almost like you're too close to see
how
huge
it is. Oh, I'm sorry, it's 7,500.
Holy crap, from the floor of Yosemite?
Hold on. El Capitan in Yosemite National Park rises 3,600 feet above the valley floor. Okay, so that's the climb.
3,600 feet is the climb.
7,500 feet above sea level. So the climb is 3,600.
Yikes. We should say the guy's name. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, though, Vinny. Alex Honnold. H-O-N-N-O-L-D.
Honnold, yeah.
Honnold. Mm-hmm.
Trip.
All right, KLSC, we're late
so
now.
Late.
I just
sorry.
Totally looked at the thing. KLSC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.